Monday, I entered an ultra marathon. I was trapped by a fire during the race. I received burns to 65% of my body, and I was told that I would never run again. I always get asked what the hardest point of my journey was, and I think that was it. And so I grew up with Tony Robbins, Unleash the Power Within. One of Tony's team was guarding the door. And he goes to me, Tony knows who you are. Tony wants you to do the firewalk. And so I said, oh yeah? Well, you can tell your mate Tony to get fucked. I'm not doing it.
Wouldn't it be great to be able to download the best business strategies from absolute experts in their field? Well, you're in luck because in today's episode of the Make It Happen show, that's exactly what you can do. I'm Tim Morris, the CEO of The Entourage. Today, we're joined by an industry expert to help you make it happen. Let's get into it.
Hello, everyone. My name's Taria. Before I start, I wanted to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands on which I speak and also acknowledge any people who are Torres Strait or Aboriginal here today. I hope that you get something good out of my talk. It was over 10 years ago today. I was working as an engineer at the Argyle Diamond Mine, and back then I really had my career path all mapped out. I was going to be, mining engineer. I would have been a supervisor. I probably would have done a couple of international secondments. And I had my sights set on one day being the CEO of a global mining firm. Now, that never happened, because one day I entered an ultra marathon. I was trapped by a fire during the race. I received burns to 65% of my body, and I was told that I would never run again. So what did I do? Well, I guess I reinvented myself, not as a motivational speaker, because us engineers are way more credible than that, but as an athlete, an author, an adventurer. I've done Ironman World Championships. I've written 3 best-selling books. I've coached tens of thousands of people in my online programs, and I've really built a business and a life today that I'm really proud of. But I don't want to get into the highlights reel just yet. Instead, I wanted to take you back to 2011. I was in a coma for around a month. I'd just come out of the coma, and I was in a world of pain, right? I always get asked what the hardest point of my journey was. And I think that was it. And it wasn't because of the pain. It was because the enormity of the challenge ahead of me just hit me in the face. I couldn't even stand up by myself. So how the hell was I going to be able to run again, compete again, go back to work, have a family? And so I realized really early on that I couldn't worry. I couldn't focus too much on what the future may or may not look like. Instead, I decided to focus on taking my journey one day at a time and one step at a time. I think sometimes we focus way too much on our business way down the track, right? We forget about all of the little steps that we need to take in between that. So, for example, with my business, one of my goals is to grow my running program membership, right? That doesn't really mean anything. So maybe that means increase enrollments each round by 20%. Maybe it means reducing membership churn by 10%. Maybe it means finding 2 affiliate partners to work with each round. Don't get so hung up on your overall goal that you forget about those steps that you need to take today. Being consistent with something drives results. And in business, it's not about having one amazing product launch or one really well-executed campaign. It's about doing those things consistently and just continuing to show up for your business and your team when things are good, but also when things are bad.
Hi there, Tim jumping in here quickly to say if you're enjoying this episode, our team at The Entourage has plenty more for you to sink your teeth into. We not only publish a new episode every week, plus the full video on YouTube, we also have heaps of resources and tools on our website available to help you build and scale an impactful business. You can find the link to all of this in our About section. Also, so you never miss any of the insights and strategies from our guests, don't forget to subscribe to learn more each week. Now, let's get back to the show.
It's really easy for us to own those, you know, those high points or those glorious points, the points which are immortalized in the media or by getting a, you know, a shiny new award. But it's really hard to own those small invisible moments, the days where we forget to take our kids to swimming, miss a deadline at work, look in the mirror, we don't like what we see. But I think to be a good leader and to have a good business, you've got to be able to own not only those good parts, but the bad parts. And if you make a mistake as a leader, you have to be able to own that as well. And I think, especially in today's climate, being vulnerable isn't a weakness. It's actually considered a strength. I'm sure all of us remember, but, you know, in the summer of 2019, we had really horrific bushfires in Australia. And in my home on the south coast of New South Wales, we were surrounded by fires. We had no power at home. The water was cut off. There was fires burning to the north, south, west of us. There was ashes falling in our backyards. And for me, with my personal experiences, obviously I was terrified, absolutely terrified. And I felt as useful as a broken zipper on a wetsuit, because I wasn't out fighting any fires. I wasn't organising any food drops for neighbours in nearby times. I was 8 months pregnant at the time. My toddler was at home with me. And I was trying really hard to keep my panic genie contained, because once that, you know, genie's out of the bottle, you've got no chance of putting him back in. If I was to ask you where my energy was at that stage, it was on me. I was almost obsessed about how these fires were affecting me personally, without thinking about, well, how are these fires affecting everyone else, not only in my community, but in communities all across Australia. And so a girlfriend came around. We knew that we wanted to do something that would be useful and helpful, and we just started, you know, bandying some ideas around. And we came up with the idea of having an Instagram page where we could profile businesses from fire-affected communities. So great idea, cool. What did we do next? Did we hire a whole bunch of consultants and strategists? Did we flesh out our fully executed 100-page beautiful business plan? Did we make sure we had the right team in the right spot with the right skill set? No, we did none of that. We just started. We made a logo really quickly in Canva, and businesses started to contact us, and we just started, you know, putting them up on this Instagram page. The feedback we got from businesses was incredible. A woman in the Blue Mountains who grew her own herbal tea made 3 months worth of lost income after just one post. A farmer who made goat's milk soap was able to make their mortgage payments. A coffee roaster was able to put on additional staff to help them pack orders. The feedback we got from businesses was amazing. It was stellar. But on the back end, we were responding to thousands of DMs and emails. People got angry at us and they said we weren't professional enough. We sent people to the wrong websites. We profiled businesses that weren't from fire-affected communities because we didn't have any policies in place to vet businesses. If we had of put more thought behind it, if we had of had a business plan, if we had of had those people who were skilled in the right places at the right time, we had all those systems and everything, then yeah, a lot of that stress may very well have been avoided. But at the same time, that may have also meant that we missed the sense of urgency that was around at that time, that we might not have started for another year. All of those things come into play. I think it's all very well to be very detailed and thorough and have a 100-page beautiful business plan, but at some point you're just actually going to have to start and have a go. I filmed Celebrity Apprentice last year. Janine was actually one of my bosses on the show. She was very, very lovely, can't fault Janine at all. Was Celebrity Apprentice on my business plan? No, of course not, doing reality TV. Never factored into it, but I thought, looked like a cool opportunity, looked like fun, looked like a chance to raise money for charity. And so I thought, I'm just going to go have a go. And I think with whatever you do, you've got to remember, you have to start. Sometimes you have to start before you're ready or before your business is ready. And you have to trust that you do have the resources to deal with whatever life throws your way. Now, I've got to be honest with you. There's a moment in my life where I didn't take my own advice. Growing up as a kid, my dad had always been a massive fan of Tony Robbins. So I grew up with Tony Robbins, Unleash the Power Within, just blaring out of the speakers about Tarago RV. And so years ago, Tony was in town and my dad bought me tickets to go and see him. So I went, there was 5,000 people all jumping up and down going bonkers over this Tony bloke. And the very first day, the very first hour, Tony announced that all of us were going to be attempting to firewalk. Now, I don't know if you guys know what firewalking is, but they get a pit of burning hot coals at around 500 degrees Celsius, and the aim of the game is to walk bravely across without hurting yourself. Most people might find this a little bit scary. Being burnt to 65% of my body, I was shitting myself, and I thought, you know what? I didn't sign up for this. And so I got out of my seat and I headed straight for the nearest exit. But one of Tony's team was guarding the door and he goes to me, Tony knows who you are. Tony wants you to do the firewalk. And so I said, oh yeah? Well, you can tell your mate Tony to get fucked. I'm not doing it. And I stood there in this Mexican standoff with this guy and I started to think about it a little more carefully. And I thought, maybe with each step that I take over those burning hot coals, I'll be walking further away from my biggest tragedy and closer towards my biggest triumph. And I got to say, standing there on the edge of the hot coals, I was petrified. Every single fiber of me was screaming to run in the opposite direction. But I still found it in me to take the first step. Yes, elation. Here's the thing with hot coals though. You can't just take one step. It's a little bit like life and business. One step is great. It gets you started, but we have to be able to keep on walking forward. Thanks so much, guys. Thanks, Jack. Thanks for having me to be a part of this day. Hope you guys all have a great time.
Thanks for tuning in to the Make It Happen show, brought to you by our team at The Entourage, Australia's leading business coaching and training provider. We're on a mission to empower entrepreneurs by giving them everything they need to build great businesses and live meaningful lives. If you got something out of this episode, picked up a great takeaway, or just want to say hi, don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes or let us know at The Entourage Official on all social platforms. We'd love to hear from you. Catch you in the next episode with our next guest right here. Bye for now.